You know what that familiar theme song means? That's right, in the key of C, in the key of Chris Faye Relive, it's time for another confabulatory foray on Moody Radio. And look who's back, and in fine form, she's brought you the dust-busting dozen. She's encouraged you to stay away from triple-washing your spinach. She is the queen of decluttering, spring-cleaning guru, and my personal toxic life coach. But today, we're venturing into the world of food and nurture. That's right, Andrea Fabry serves up 10 reasons not to eat healthy, and it comes your way right now on Chris Fabry Live. Write the number down. This one might get you, 877-548-3675. It is a Toxic Talk Tuesday broadcast. Always fun, always informative. It's relational, non-toxic, organic, and we always leave you wanting anything grass-fed. Nate McMillan's our producer. Ryan McConaughey is doing all things technical. Frodo Washburn is with us for another couple of days until he leaves again. And Tricia McMillan is our consulting producer. Online, chrisfabrylive.org. And our guest here today, here she is, by the way, voted in high school as most likely to use a standing desk, most likely to be concerned about electromagnetic fields, and most likely to write a book titled, Is Your House Making You Sick? She is the founder of Moms Away, mother of 9 children, wife of one, the inimitable, non-duplicable, Andrea Fabry. Andrea, welcome.
Thank you. I just going back to the triple wash spinach, I don't remember ever addressing triple wash.
Oh, yeah.
Spinach.
We did
I don't
it.
Really have a problem with triple wash
yes,
spinach,
you did.
For the record.
You did. There was a problem you had with it. This was last year. I've recycled last year's because I was running late today. I recycled last year's. So at some point.
I did?
In this, before the spring of last year, you talked about it. Before Super Tuesday, because it said Super Tuesday, and I how are you doing, Andrea?
I'm pretty good. Thank
great
you.
Great to talk with you. You did take the survey.
I just took the survey 3 minutes before we went on.
It took you 3 minutes and 25 seconds.
Well, then it was 4 minutes.
Is that all that it took you to do that?
3 minutes, 24 seconds, did you say?
25.
Yeah. It was pretty painless. But, you know, you said, go back up on your screen there. Yeah. You one of the top question you said is, what is the primary reason you listen? I don't remember seeing that question.
Really?
Mm-mm.
Well, somebody done lied to me.
Maybe I missed it.
Well, why don't you answer it now? What is the primary reason you listen? You only listen. Let's be honest. You only listen when you come on here. Is that the truth?
Yeah, I don't know if this qualifies as listening. You even.
Well, I hope
does
you
it?
Listen.
Well, I'm listening, but I'm also
Let's test it out. 1, 2, 3. What did I just say?
1, 2, 3.
Okay,
I'm hearing
you
it.
Listen.
Yep. I hear
welcome
it
to the program.
I listen to be with you. That's it.
Yes, and isn't it wonderful? That was one of the things I wanted to talk about today. Before we get into the 10 reasons not to eat healthy, I said healthy, it's probably healthier or healthfully if we want to be...
That'd be good, too. Any of that's good.
Grammatically correct.
Sorry.
You get the first buzz.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are just listening for the first time, anytime she interrupts me or I interrupt her, we hear the doorbell. There is, and that's the doorbell. There is a verse that the wife of my youth gave me the other day, and if you're a longtime listener, again, you know that Andrea is memorizing the book of Ecclesiastes. You started with one chapter that you thought was really good. It was like the 9th chapter, somewhere around in there.
And I'm on track to be done in September, if all goes well.
But you went from, you did 9 through the end.
7 through the end.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
7 through the end, mm-hmm. and now you're going back and picking up from
just
the first.
Finished.
That's got to be hard.
Well, because I didn't know I would do that. I just thought it would be a good idea to do one chapter. And then I thought, well, let's do 2. It was going better than I thought. Mm-hmm. Then 3, then the 4th. Then I'm nearing the end. And then I got to the end. Well, wouldn't that be cool to know the whole book of Ecclesiastes?
Yeah.
So...
And it's one of the most positive books. I mean, it's just so uplifting. But the verse, we took a walk the other day. I was trying to get a little more exercise. And Andrea usually is the one who walks, our Tebow the Wonder Dog, who is with us in the studio because he just can't stay away from her. It has nothing to do with yours truly. But you memorize, you said, I'm memorizing this verse. Listen to this and tell us the verse.
Well, because you said you in the morning, this was yesterday, so we walk him twice. I walk him twice. Anyway, this is
okay. All right.
You said, I saw you walking, and I said, oh, because And the way he said it was just very loving. It was, I don't know, it was just very sweet.
Can I, okay, let's recreate this, because this is going to be just gold for the listeners. I can just tell.
I hope so.
They are sitting toward the edge. If you're driving, I know, and you just pulled in, you're not getting out because you want to hear this. I look out my window and I see our backyard, and then there's a hill with houses behind that. And then there is this road that goes between the houses. It's incredible. They built
sure?
a road there. And so Andrea, usually I don't walk down this road, but Andrea does when she walks Tebow the Wonder Dog. She walks down this way, and in the morning, she's going at a clip. In the afternoon, the sun is high, it's like loop dee doop dee doop doop, you know? And so I looked at her and I saw her and I thought, oh, there she is. And I said, I saw you. You're walking a little slower than you do in the morning. I pointed that out, not as a bad thing.
I was still loving. I wasn't offended. It's true, I said. Absolutely. And I said, that reminds me of the verse. You'll glad to drink your wine with a joyful heart, and ask God favors. What you do, always anoint your own. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life God has given you under the sun. That's what I said.
Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love.
All the days of this meaningless life God has given you under the sun. So I didn't know if that would encourage you or not. It just reminded me of that you were enjoying me walk and thought of me. And so I thought of that.
Is that Ecclesiastes 9:9? Is that am I getting right? Okay, I've got all these different translations. Enjoy life with your wife, whom you love, all the days of this meaningless life that God has given you under the sun.
All your meaningless days. Yes.
For
this is your lot in life. And in your toilsome labor under the sun, whatever your hand finds to do, do it with all your might.
The Colossians passages. New Living, live happily with the woman you love through all the meaningless days of life that God has given you under the sun. There's something about that, you know. There's something about joy, and there's something about love there, and then there's something about meaningless days that just.
Well, I knew you would smile at that, but I do think of every time I do that verse. I think of I smile because I think of you.
Oh,
I do.
That's a wonderful.
And then I smile even harder because all the days of its meaningless life God has given you. But when you understand the whole view of it, it is meaningless in a chasing after wind. The purpose is found in your relationship with God. That's in and of itself. I know it seems depressing.
Up,
it doesn't to me now, though.
You work, you go to bed.
Yeah.
You repeat.
Repeat.
And I don't care how, you know, important you are in the world, in the scheme of things. This life, there is meaninglessness to it unless you connect with what is eternal. And so that's a good way to start off the program. The other thing I wanted to talk about before we get started here with 10 Reasons Not to Eat Healthier is the rat story. The rat that I caught today, and I surprised myself again.
Are you sure you want to? I'm shocked. I thought it might have been the hockey. Oh, well.
That's true. We could talk about the hockey game.
No, now you've got the listeners on edge again. Mm. But are you going to be graphic with this?
Nobody's going to get into their work today or go to the grocery store. They're all going to be sitting there listening because of you, Andrea.
I know.
No, it's just we've had this, it's this pack rat that's near the house.
One guy, just him.
Well, we don't know that.
It appears.
And so last night, the wife of my youth and these meaningless days, we were going to the hardware store, and I said, I need to get a trap big enough because this thing is, you know, he's hefty. Or it could be a she. I'm not sure.
Not sure. He's watching what he eats.
Oh, no. I do not want to hear that. I'd rather hear the troll old guy. And so I set the trap out last night, not knowing, you know, these guys are pretty smart. And so, and we've talked about this before, pests, Andrea. You've talked about pests. Well, this morning I went out and the trap's gone. I mean, it's not there. It's not within a 5-foot radius. And I'm looking under bushes and everything. And finally, the little guy got his leg caught. And not, you know, it was a snap trap. And he was still very much, very much ambulatory with the other three legs and alive. And, well, let's take a break. No, I don't have time to tell the rest of the story.
Yes, you do.
not in this segment. Let me take a break. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to get to the eating healthy foods. Maybe just me telling this story will help people eat more healthy. Don't you think?
I have no doubt it's going to make an impact.
All right. It's a Toxic Talk Tuesday. This is Chris Fabry live on Moody Radio. Don't you dare tune away.
Have a comment about the program today? Call 877-LIVE-675. That's 877-LIVE-675.
This is a Toxic Talk Tuesday on Chris Fabry Live. Just get to know Andrea Fabry a little bit better today. And I have made an executive programming decision, and that is I can't finish the pack rat story because I've thought of a topic. I've thought of a way. I could see the reason I brought it up with you, Andrea, is I can't, you know, talk about a whole hour about a rat that I caught in a trap. And then I thought, wait a minute, there is something that I can talk about that will bring, that will just, they'll come in droves.
When will you be doing it? Because that's not fair for the listeners now.
That's a programming decision that I will have to make. Thank you.
Sorry. Well, that had to interrupt him because there are so many people who sat through a break and they want to know what happened to the rat.
I'm being unfair. If I were thinking like a listener, I would say, just give me the, you know, the outline of the story. You don't have to tell the whole thing. Good. Okay. So I caught the rat. I was going to end its life because it's still, you know, squirming, and I couldn't. I looked into those eyes. He or she looked back at me. And as much as I don't like rats or pack rats especially, I just couldn't do it. Now, that's another program. We have to stop right there. Don't call us about your rat stories. Let's get to 10 reasons not to eat healthier. Andrea, how did you come up with this idea?
That's a good question, Chris. Thank you for asking. Basically, there are just so many reasons not to. I just think it's just an inherent thing with the food system that we have. We've lost touch with actual real food. And as, you know, mom to a large family back in the day, I was all processed foods. I didn't know how to cook. There's just a lot of reasons to stick with that. And it's very, very tough to make changes. So I have to interrupt. Okay.
And go ahead, play the, and just say, I disagree with you. The tetrazzini, you've been making tetrazzini for
cooking
decades.
Chicken tetrazzini.
Yeah.
I haven't made that.
That was
long time.
Really, really good.
Thank you.
You could probably use, instead of noodles, if you don't like those, you could use
quinoa.
Squash. The spaghetti squash. Yeah. Okay. Right. But just to defend your culinary habits, I know you bought a lot of boxed stuff, but you were still a good cook. Now continue.
Ah, thank you. Well, and I also think it's a great time of year to address this subject of trying to change some of the eating patterns. Why bother? Is it really going to make a difference? That kind of thing. Because it's March, and surely it would have been better in January, but au contraire.
Smarch?
I think March is the time to address
it. You said it was Smarch.
I did? March. It's March. Oh, I see. Yeah, I just put those together. Thank you for correcting me. Can I get a doorbell on that?
We're going to wear that doorbell out today.
Because everyone's all excited in January to make some changes by March. Ugh. Now it's practically almost holidays. There's no point. I'll do it next year. So I thought it was a good time to kind of talk through this and look at some of the things that hold us back, some of the things we tell ourselves about it. It's not to get everybody to eat one certain way. It's just we all have to feed ourselves and make those decisions and nourish ourselves whatever way we choose.
There's the word.
So this, I feel like this subject hits everybody. And hopefully your listeners do too, and I get some good votes on the survey.
Way to work that in. Good job. On the left-hand side of ChrisFabryLive.org, click CFL survey. You write, all sorts of doubts creep in when we make a decision to change. Doubts that keep us from taking action. Below are 10 such doubts along with 10 truths to counter them. So let's talk about the doubts. The first one is people will think I'm crazy if I eat healthy.
Yes. Think of all the ramifications of this. If I go to an event and I say, no, I can't have that. It's not culturally normative, if you will, to have some boundaries on what you eat or don't eat. And it's not the mainstream yet. Even restaurants, most of them, you don't know what you're getting necessarily. There are more and more good options coming out there. Mm-hmm. But just going out to eat generally and being with others can feel very isolating and intimidating. Or family events, that's another one. Why? I can't. Yeah. Well, I'll change at home, but when I'm out. And honestly, sometimes if you're really trying to make some good, healthy changes, it means across the board. It doesn't work quite as well to pick and choose. Now, sometimes it does. It depends on where you're at, what your goals are. But overall, sometimes that holds us back. I don't want people to think I'm crazy. And that a lot comes from in 2010, trying this radical diet for all 11 of us, for our son with type 1, for our daughter had real digestive problems, on and on and on. We had a lot of reason to make a change. And that was one of the things that was very difficult. What are people going to think? They're going to think I'm crazy. I was the mac and cheese mom. I care about what people think. Well, I couldn't care what people thought. I had to do what I had to do. So I really think the food, the fact that we've lost touch with the origins of our food and real food is coming back. I just think this is going to be less and less of an issue. But where we are today, it tends to be a bit of an issue. And if someone's listening and has felt that way, or you have a story to share, it'd be good to hear from you too.
Remember our postal carrier, the lady from Eastern Europe, so I think Ukraine somewhere.
Yes.
And she would come to the door when we'd have a package and she couldn't leave it in the box. She'd come to the door and we'd open it, and she would always look, and you could tell that she was like trying to figure out, what are they cooking? And she would say in a very thick accent, "It always smells so good in your house." And it made me think, well, she must have eaten this way or the same kind of foods that we were eating when she was growing up.
Yes. It definitely brought back something for her. And of course, we weren't, became such a part of our lives. I didn't even realize how much it smelled like all these foods we were making. It was a huge change, but that was very validating when because I thought it'd be like, oh, what is this?
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So people will think I'm crazy if I try to do this or make this change. It's expensive. That's true.
Oh, that's one of the hardest ones, I think, that really holds us back. And I would agree, if you're to just buy expensive fast food, packaged food is very expensive. And that's not necessarily a bad place to start if that overwhelms you. I did a lot of that. I just decided to spend more, until then finding buying clubs, other like-minded people. There are amazing sources of food out there that you can buy wholesale when you join forces with others. I do have a post on my blog called How to Form a Buying Club. Because maybe if this is a passion of yours, finding others out there who want to purchase food together, it's amazing what you can do and how much money you can save on what just going to the store. And there's nothing wrong with just going to the store. It's all about where you're at. But when it comes to the expense, I think you have to have a long view of this. And that is, it can be surprising how much you can save at the doctor later on, or with medical expenses, especially as we age and some of the health issues, the chronic ones that come at us so fast. If you start to turn this around and you start to invest in yourself now in the short run, I think many people would attest to the fact that you can save money medically. And there's no guarantee, and that's what makes this a step of faith or a step of, okay, I'm going to sort of
go try this.
Right. Yeah.
Well, that's the third one. It might not work. You know, what if I spend the extra money and I look weird because I'm not eating like everybody else, and it doesn't work? What if this doesn't work in my life?
That's a risk. It's true. And I think we're wrong to say to everybody that this diet will change your life and will solve all your problems and you'll never have whatever medical issue you've had in the past again. I certainly embarked on this road hoping that it was a pretty radical diet that we chose. I felt like it was just the right one for us. And many of my kids are still on it. It worked great, but I wouldn't say it fixed everything. And the more I was going along, we started, what I did was, let's go back to our story. I started on August 1st and said, for 30 days, we're going to try this. And we'll get to this later on. That's how we started. Let's just try this for 30 days. Well, 30 days is a lot better than let's change the way we eat for the rest of our lives, everybody. Mm-hmm. It just mentally just doesn't go over well for myself or the ones in my family or my kids. So we tried it for 30 days and we're still going by October, December, and found that it was really amazing how much my kids learned to cook and create and just with good organic raw food. It wasn't always organic, but real food, basics, cooking from scratch, I guess, if you will.
That's one of the other ones, though. It's going to be hard on my kids. They need this or the taste of that. And how'd you get over that?
I didn't. But going back to the fact that it didn't work necessarily, I wouldn't say, all of our problems were solved by radically changing our diet. It is important to have a realistic sort of sense of realism as you embark on change. But it's not about that. It's not about the fix. The more I became comfortable with sort of going countercultural, being the mean mom in some ways, just not doing the norm, I found this isn't about the fix. This is just about teaching my kids and helping them see that real food really is more nourishing. I don't think anyone can really argue that. The question is, well, do I really need to eat, healthy? I'm doing okay the way I am. And if that's the case, then that's fine.
It's interesting to hear the 16-year-old say, we're out of broccoli, did you get green beans? A salad. We need more salad. It's like, this is coming from a teenager, and that's really good. And the whole reason why he will say that is because of this, idea that you had, and let's get back. And then it filters down to everybody else. There are more things. You can read the blog at chrisfabrylive.org. You can link to it under Andrea's information, or on the left-hand side, you can take the survey, Chris Fabry Live survey at chrisfabrylive.org. But I want to pose a question to our dear listeners today, Andrea, not about pack rats, not about verses about loving your wife, but how have you made the change? Well, tell me one change that you've made in your diet that you said, I'm going to eat more healthily. And it could be as easy as saying, I decided not to go through the drive-through anymore because I always got this or that or the other thing. And instead I blank. Because if you take stuff out, let's say I'm not going to have French fries, or I'm not going to have a smoothie, from that place, or whatever it is, just taking it out is not the point. You've got to really, if you're going to nourish yourself, you've really got to put something in there, right?
Oh, are you talking to me?
Well, it's not Tebow.
I thought you were going into a break. I thought you were...
I'm getting ready to, but I was ramping up. You see, now I've got 1 minute before the music rolls, and I thought, I'll get Andrea to answer this question because, the taking something away so that we're all not all negative, and give you an opportunity to respond to that. So I get to the end of it, and you say, are you talking to me? Who else is in the room?
That's the first time I thought the music was coming.
Mm-hmm, sure you did.
I was looking at...
You took for granted, didn't you? You took for granted that I was coming back to you.
What was the question?
The question is, well, it's too late now. It's like the rat story. I can't finish. The question for the dear listener is, what change have you made in your diet to move toward more healthy eating? What was it that you took out and what did you replace it with? And that was my point to you, and the question that you can answer after the break.
So I'm off the... I don't need to answer that?
Why don't you just think about it for a while?
Okay.
As we hear the music begin and we know it's time for a break, this is Chris Fabry Live on Moody Radio. We're at the International Broadcast Center today with my toxic life coach, Andrea Fabry, Tebow the Wonder Dog, and you, 877-548-3675. That's what I forgot to do, give the phone number. 1-877-548-3675. having a conversation on a Toxic Talk Tuesday with my toxic life coach, and we have established that I am talking to her. And here's the number, 877-548-3675. More healthy eating, especially, Andrea, as we move into the summer months when those farmers markets are out there and you see
so true.
A lot of those things.
Yes.
So I think it's perfect timing. And you see this warmth that's coming back into the world and green. And how about Katie in Michigan? Katie has an answer to our question today. Hi, Katie.
Hi. Thank you so much for your show. I appreciate it. We listen to you all the time.
Thank you.
So I just wanted to comment on the topic today as far as food-wise goes. 4.5 years ago, our family cut a lot of things, gluten, grain, dairy, because I found out I had autoimmune disease. It's Hashimoto's, which is affects your thyroid. They wanted to put me on medication, and I didn't feel comfortable with that. So I had a friend kind of tell me about a different way of eating, and I was like, you know, I want to try it. I did, and I really think by God's grace he's given me this wisdom, but for 4.5 years I have not had to take the medication because of it.
Wow.
And what did you so just what do you eat? I think everyone would love to know. So what do you eat?
I know. It was so hard in the very beginning, and I all of those fears that you guys listed before, I totally had them. Like, people are going to think you're weird, you know, and they did. And then how hard it would be to go out to family functions and stuff like that. But it took me a good 2 years just to really get a feel of how to cook, how to buy things, when to do it. I had to remember that I had to make breakfast, lunch, and supper and have snacks in between. I couldn't just go and buy something prepackaged and give it to my children. But, wow, we did all the meats. We cut out pork, though. We didn't eat pork. We still don't. But we do, you know, we have chickens. We, you know, my parents actually raise chickens, and we get eggs from them, so they're free-ranged. We try to buy grass-fed beef because I think that's very, very important. And we do lots of fruits and vegetables. And when we bake, we do baking with, like, coconut flour, almond flour, you know, stuff like that.
I think we have a very similar diet, Katie. It's amazing, isn't it, how secondary it becomes. You don't even think about it. I don't even think about what I'm not eating. I feel like I've got so much to eat.
We do too, and we're very thankful, and I just continue to encourage my children because we have 4 and we homeschool, and so it's easier for us, I think, than it would be if children were going to public school. But I want all your listeners to know, don't let that discourage you. There are so many options out there and so much that you can do. I mean, I just made the other night I made my husband a crepe, and I put some meat in there and some, you know, just some vegetables. And he's like, what is this? This is wonderful. It was just eggs and coconut flour. And he's like, oh, I just love this. It's so good. I'm like, oh, good. So, you know, there's so many options out there. Really, if you research, it's really doable. And I understand, as you know, we homeschool, it's easier for us. But again, my kids do have places to go and friends and stuff. I just encourage them, you know, this is the way we eat. And I, you know, this is what we're going to do because I care about your health. So, and it's worked, and it's been great for us, and I'm thankful.
Oh, I'm so glad you called. Thanks so much. I'm happy to hear for you.
Yeah, and I looked up Hashimoto's disease, and it's, we could just do a program on, you know, what condition do you have, and how has it changed your life? You know, how do you...
There's a lot of thyroid issues out there nowadays, and partly, you know, just, well, yeah, it's a very common issue for a lot of people.
But
so
it's great
to hear that diet can help.
It kind of turned the body against itself, and they're not really sure about the different factors, but I'm so glad to hear what you've said there and the encouragement, Katie, to the other folks who are listening today. Shelley is in Keokuk, Iowa. Hi, Shelley. You're on the program. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm not exactly sure what to say because I don't know the name of your book, and I don't even know the name of the person who is on the program with you, but I was
Do you know my name, Shelley? That's the important thing. Do you know who I am?
See, and I don't care if you know my name. Don't worry about that, Shelley. I'm so eager to hear what you have to say.
Well, the problem is that I have too many things to say, and I could talk about this for hours. But I was dropping my son off at the YMCA, who goes to work out, but I don't. And I wish that I was telling you, well, you know, I exercise and I'm super healthy, but I dropped him off and we were having a heated discussion before he got out of the car, and I was really upset, and I thought, okay, get out of the car. I'm going to go to the drive-thru and help myself feel better and deal with my feelings. I even told him that. And I instead turned on the radio and you were talking. And I just wanted to say thank you for being there, because it's amazing to me how that happened, because I turn on the Christian radio station to calm myself, you know, with something spiritual, and you were talking about food. And I have tried to help our family change our eating habits for a really long time, but I had a specific experience with my son, who's 17, who I had to have to a gastric specialist several times last year, and he missed a lot of school because of it. He had several tests done, and one of them was an ultrasound for his gallbladder, but they said they had found sludge in his gallbladder. That was at one location, but when they sent him to Iowa City to be on a different, more updated machine for his ultrasound, they said everything was fine. What I know is that this year he is doing so much better and so excited about the things that I've been trying to help him change in his life and in his diet, and accepting the things that I have helped him. It's been a long time because, you know, with teenagers, it's hard to get them to listen to you or follow your lead. But he, when he was younger in elementary, he would insist that he was going to ride the bus home even if I was picking his sisters up from school. And he came home and would have two bowls of cereal, milk and cereal, after school before I could get there. And I thought, well, at least he's taking care of himself. I have done a lot of reading even before this happened, and that's why I'm saying I could talk about this way too long. But we decided to cut dairy out of his diet, and I'm concerned about saying that because I can't tell anybody else what to eat.
Sure.
But I told him, you know, you have cereal after school, you have cereal before school, so you can run out the door, and we need to get away from this. And he started having fish and rice for breakfast, and we changed from bread to Ezekiel bread and manna bread, the sprouted breads, and more vegetables in his diet and a lot of things. And
it's made a difference, it sounds like.
Oh, yeah. And he's excited about it because he feels so much better. And now he's recognizing symptoms in his friends and concerns.
Okay, Shelley, let me ask you this. Let me stop you right there. And I want to get back to you, though, because you said, isn't it interesting that you said, I'm going through the drive-through, you know, for comfort or whatever. And you probably said it kind of jokingly, but that was true.
Oh, no, I was serious this time because I have been trying so hard to change my eating, and I've been back and forth and up and down over my whole lifetime with my weight. But
for you to know that,
I have been, I got a book at the library last week that says I Quit Sugar, and I haven't been able to read it. I've been able to thumb through it and look at some hints and stuff, but not read it from cover to cover. And just the idea of having that book in my home and the phrase, I quit sugar, I feel like whoever wrote that book is standing beside me. And I thought, if she can do this, I can do it. And I've actually done it before, but I got back on it, right?
Sure. Okay, what, Andrea, what do you have to say to Shelley?
I want
to
hear what you say. I relate so much to, you know, I have a 17-year-old now, and the things they start to connect with what they eat with how they feel. And that's when you know they're going to be okay throughout life, even if they go off or whatever they do, you know, it becomes theirs. And as a mom, oh, there's so much to say about the process of letting go. And I would love to control everything that they eat. And I did quit sugar when I was 20 something. And I had to make that decision and draw the line. I might have had a few tastes of something over the years, but in 2008, I have not gone back, because that is the one thing that I felt definitely made me feel like I'm on the offense when it comes to my health. I just could not handle a little. Some people can. They honestly can. I look at my dad, who's 92. He can. He really can't handle a little. Wasn't for me. And I, that is one of, so when I heard I quit sugar, I just, oh, so understand that some people that, that really does, is the way to go.
Yes.
I feel so much better off of it. But getting back to kids and then wanting them to quit sugar in this day and age, okay, that's, that just is really tough, isn't it? But you, the more you show them how good food is in its natural state and their sweet tooth changes over, and then they need less and less. It's, it is a journey. It is a process. And what Shelley said is I've kind of come and go with this. Sometimes I do, but she never stops. And I feel like even though I really made the sugar decision, I in 30 years am continuing to learn how to better take care of myself with food. And as you get older, it becomes not so much about what you're eating, but how much of it. Because even the best of foods, when your body changes as you get older, you can't eat as much. There's so much to this journey of nourishing ourselves. And I feel like that's what Shelley's describing both for herself, yes, and her son.
I'm so glad that you turned on the radio, Shelley. Thank you for joining us. Nate, I wanted you to come on here because of the sugar thing, because you quit carbs, or not every carb, but the carby, carb foods.
Yeah, the real carby carbs.
And this has been, has it been like a year since you did that or longer?
Yeah, I guess it was summer of 2015.
Wow.
So, yeah, I guess. Okay,
coming up on
half.
2 years.
Yeah.
What's changed for you?
Well, the weight loss is obviously a big, big part of it. I've lost about 115 pounds since I did it. So all of the health benefits that come with that, you know, lower cholesterol and all of the other issues that come with being heavy. But, yeah, the craving for sugar went away. You know, I can go, you know, that was pretty quick. Maybe, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks into it,
yeah,
something like that, the cravings really went away. And that, you know, I'm laughing at the comment that you wrote in chat.
Yeah, now you know how I feel. Every time somebody calls,
I tell Ryan remark. My goal is to get you to laugh on air at one of the comments.
I'll intervene. They exchange messages. And can I read this one or
ahead.
Not? So
yeah.
Chris wrote while Nate was talking, "You're not heavy, you're my producer."
Which is a wonderful song.
That's an old Chris Christopherson.
He ain't heavy.
We could just go anywhere on this program now, can't we, Nate?
It doesn't take much, yeah.
but you would say this, the change, was it hard for you then to keep that up, or now is it just, you don't even think about it?
No, now I don't even think about it. I mean, the hard thing is eating with others, you know, and when other people prepare your food for you.
Yes.
Like just now we've got this little newborn at home. I don't know if I mentioned that, Chris. We just had a baby.
Yeah.
Ryan played the
Baby Watch 2017.
But, you know, a lot of gals in Trisha's Bible study are, you know, offering to bring meals for us, and she's got to give this big long list of things that Nate doesn't eat. So, you know, that kind of stuff is...
You're just difficult.
Yeah.
You're just trying to be difficult.
It feels that way, and I so identify. I went to a tea not long ago, and I didn't say anything, because honestly, I can drink tea. I was excited. I don't care if I eat then, but
yeah,
the people entertaining you do, and they want to, so
yeah.
Then there was, and I made you this asparagus thing with cheese and
so what did you do? Did you just say
well, I don't do dairy, but you know what, for that I was not, she went to so much trouble to eat to make that asparagus.
Yes,
it was asparagus. It was very good. And you know, anyway, I'm relating. I'm sorry, I go on and on. Nate, you have the floor.
Yeah, no.
No.
Thank
like
you.
It.
Thank you for sharing, Andrea. We value your input.
Thank you.
You can take the survey. It's on the left-hand side.
I did. 3 minutes, 25 seconds.
Okay, we got to take our final break. Shelley, again, thank you for your call. This is a Toxic Talk Tuesday.
Are you talking
Chris
to me?
Chris Fabry Live. Yes, I am.
Join the conversation. Call Chris Fabry Live now at 877-LIVE-675, 877-548-3675.
I know what's going to happen on the survey after today's program. Yeah, that's right. This is Toxic Talk Tuesday. We're talking about 10 reasons not to eat healthy. Francisco is next in West Palm Beach, Florida. Francisco, the floor is yours.
Oh, thank you. You're too kind. Well, let's see. The way I started, I quit fast food and sodas, I believe, back in, 2010. And then I believe in 2011, I think the place that I used to work at kind of really transformed the way I eat as well. I worked at a holistic, raw vegan, holistic wellness center at the time. And I was there for until about 2016. So a lot of the things that I've learned from there really impact my food habits in a positive way. I am not raw vegan, but I choose healthier options in grocery stores. And now I have a wife that kind of has a nice same framework as I do. But what I learned the most about eating healthier is that it also connects with your emotions, how you are or how you feel while you eat. Because I've learned while I was working there is that a person that's raw vegan and you know, try and live that lifestyle, if they're eating with a miserable, you know, miserable,
mood or
view
outlook
on things, mm-hmm. or like they're just miserable and they're trying to eat, they don't feel better at the end. I've learned that if you eat with the people you love and you eat in like happiness and you enjoy the food, you tend to feel more better more and more.
Attitude so going so good. Good. Andrea, what do you say about
that's great.
Francisco?
Oh, I think that's great. And so true. And to take your time, you know, in the verse we started out with, enjoy life with your wife whom you love, that section starts with, go eat your food with gladness and drink your wine with a joyful heart, for it is now that God favors what you do. Anyway, eat your food. And then another, eat your food with gladness. And he's so right. But of course, back then they didn't have all these processed foods, but it's still an issue, you know, of enjoying the nourishing process and eating slowly. That's been my number one difficult thing, is to eat slowly and really savor and enjoy it.
I have to get to Hannah. Francisco, thank you. Hannah, you're up next. Go right ahead.
Hi. As someone who was raised, I didn't know that supermarkets even existed until I was in high school. So eating from scratch and making our own things and growing our own things and things like that was something that was so normal for me. And as I got to become an adult, and I, of course, then didn't have the accessibility to grow my own items and things like this, I found that there were lots of people who, when they chose to go the route of Whole Foods and scratch cooking, they just kind of took this stance, like, I'm doing it right. And it kind of, you know, threw me for a loop a little bit. And so I guess I just want to encourage those that are doing it to be careful, to be gracious and merciful to those who are learning about it. But then also
absolutely.
To the ones that are learning about it, to be gracious, to be teachable, you know, because nothing. I don't know that anybody really has it all really figured out to the completion of going, I just know.
Well, Hannah, that's interesting, because the fourth myth is that the 10 things that keep us from eating healthy is there are so many diets out there, they can't all be right. And that holds us back sometimes. I don't know which one is right. Is it vegan? Is it meat-based? Is it grain? Is it no grain? Is it cooked? Is it raw? Is it sweetener or no sweetener? But the thing everybody has in common is there's not one plan or one diet that says go eat as much fast food, drink as much pop as possible, and eat as many box foods as you can. So that's in common, but I think you're so right. And I think it does hold us back to think, what if I'm not? Because that was huge for me. There was too much choice. And then there's so many radical differences. So there isn't a one-size-fits-all with this. The thing, again, I think it comes back to, is it real? Is it food that your grandmother or great-grandmother ate? Or is it something that's simply processed. That's a huge distinction to make, but I really appreciate what you're saying.
Especially since she's coming from the perspective of someone who did it that, you know, this quote-unquote right way. And let's be honest, you know, I'm sugar-free. I don't have any sugar. I'm better than you. Nobody would say that, but that can come across to other people. So I think that's important to remember. So that was number four. Number seven, my food might not taste good.
That's a huge concern of people making changes. We get very, very picky. Our taste buds aren't quite as sharp as when we eat a lot of processed foods. And I just want to assure anyone who's listening to try some new foods, try some new spices. Give it a shot. You'll be shocked.
And then the eighth one was the extreme dietary restriction isn't necessarily a good thing. People will have to go to the website and look at that because I've only got enough time to tell you to go to chrisfabrylive.org and take the survey one more time. Andrea, it's been just a record-setting day with calls that we've gotten with people who are still hanging on the line. Sorry we didn't get to...
Oh, I would love to hear from everyone.
Jane
it was
and
a
Judy
great
and
hour.
And Marla and Joey. And you come back now.
Thank you.
In Saperl because you were here in Smarch. Yes. And remember, Chris Fabry Live is a production of Moody Radio, a ministry of Moody Global Ministries. Thanks a lot for listening.